Well, hello and howdy and happy new year. But guess what? I still got two more days left of this sumbitch. You know what? We're going to try something fun. We haven't done a podcast in a while. And we got a lot of things to howl at in the coming year. So we're going to try something interesting this episode. I have some errands to run. And I'm going to try and do a podcast while driving. And see if you get just as irritated as I do. I'm actually in a good mood and I'm going to try and have a good day. But let's see how stupid people are. And if they're great, yeah, we'll talk about the world news and what's been happening lately or something. Who knows? All right, so let's give this a shot and see if you can actually hear this. There may be a blip as I pull away from Wi-Fi. But basically, I am on my way to the gas station, pulling out of my driveway as we speak. And we'll see how the day goes. I'm confident people have supposedly calmed down since Christmas and the rush of things. And it was actually a good holiday season. I got a lot of great stuff. I got way too much compared to, you know, what a lot of people were posting they got. It seemed like it was a good Christmas for everyone, but they kind of held back and wanted to play it safe just in case. Remember, this is the first Christmas we've had in the pandemic era where we weren't making any money from the government. Last year, we were still getting those stimulus and the extra bonuses and things like that. So, you know, I hope you had a great Christmas and great holiday season, as it were. So if I do stall and stop, it's because I am actually trying to pay attention as I drive. Not too much to complain about. People don't seem to be going ridiculously fast. Now, for those of you that don't know, I do live in Las Vegas, and it's not that we're known as some of the worst traffic in the world. It's that people just don't care. They're always in a rush, and they go way too damn fast for, you know, the posted speed limit. I mean, there's places like Texas that has minimum speed limits, which I had never seen that before. I mean, it literally says minimum 70 to 75 on certain highways in Texas. So if you live in that area or can confirm, as Leonard Kenny would say, you'd know what the drill is on that. So not much going on here. I'm going to get gas, which is kind of along the back way. And, well, here is the first irritation of driving. Construction. You know, I don't know about your town, but my town, the state flower, are those damn construction cones. And it's so bad as I'm going through a school zone. Hopefully kids aren't there anymore. No, it's still Christmas vacation, right? Anyway, these orange cones are ridiculous. And no wonder in a town full of DUI accidents, why there are so many. It's because these things don't help. You can't even figure out where you're going sober. Now, I'm driving into this, and the road's all torn up, so now I'm driving into oncoming traffic, and a U-Haul truck isn't sure where to go, so I gotta dodge him. Hello? Yep. And then, this is another irritation of mine, is a four-way stop. It seems the most important person goes first. In my driver's hand manual, it was always the person on the right goes first if more than one person stops at the same time. Now, that was neat. A delivery driver waved me on, and I was on his left side. So it might be a good day. I mean, I wasn't hoping to sound like a 90s black kid on Tourette's filming a rap album or something, but usually the irritations are just so ridiculous when you're driving. Like I say, people drive fast. We've got street racers. We've got military, and God knows the, you know, nothing against the military. I love our troops, but I think it's a prerequisite that they have to buy a Camaro or a Charger because they all drive like lunatics. So I'm at the gas station, and I'm noticing the flag is at half-mast. I wonder... Oh, John Madden just died, and that must be it. Okay, I guess it's Harry Reid, but fuck that guy. All right, so that was not as irritating as it usually is. I made a U-turn to get into the gas station, and, you know, kind of not supposed to, but have you noticed, like, they put medians in one-way-only streets in the exact wrong place than you would want them to be? Like, I have a theory when driving, and this is something that, advice, if I could pass on to the younger generations or to anyone, is only make right turns. And I'm not talking like Talladega Nights, but you will travel safer and faster if you only make right turns. Having to make a left turn means you're crossing over traffic, and you know, that can stall the people behind you if you're on a single lane road that are trying to turn right. It's just, it's a pain in the butt to turn left. Now, unless you're at a, you know, a left turn only light like I'm at right now. But I've had a lot of jobs as a driver, so I consider myself a good driver. I am sort of a defensive driver. I was taught by a Vietnam vet how to drive, and he always told me to leave an out just in case, because people are always out to get you, or, you know, in Washington, which is kind of true, because at the time with gangs and violence and everything going on in the 80s and 90s, people were looking to run into you as part of initiations, or to pull you over, or to get in an accident so they could sue and stay home and get rich. So, all right, now, I did a little play test there. Seems like able to hear me. I am about to get on the freeway. The first errand of the day is to pick up my comic books. And I say that in plural, but it's actually just one. You know, this is one thing I could talk about for a split second, is things seem to be different these days. And I know a lot of you are like, no shit. But comics used to be an episodic format of good guy versus bad guy, and you wanted to know how the bad guy lost, and if and when there ever was a time that the bad guy won, it would be like a miraculous two-part event, and then maybe once a year you would get something that was you know, like a six-part issue, like Secret Wars or something like that. I mean, that was a giant 12-part issue back in the day. That was crazy. Nowadays, it seems like there's an event or something going on every month with Marvel. And not only that, they just don't tell the same stories. Every single one is a continuation. They don't have anything that is a standalone, where if you just want to buy a Spider-Man issue and then leave it at that, that's it. Like, maybe your favorite bad guy's in there. They don't do that anymore. Now it's got to have a cause. It's got to have some kind of meaning behind it. They have to give you a cliffhanger so that you buy the next issue. It just, it's not the same. And they're not telling stories that I want to read anymore. And that's nothing against today's woke society or any of the BS rhetoric that people are claiming is out there. There's just nothing that speaks to me. When I wanted to read comics back in the day, it was because I was at the grocery store with my mom, and they had a spinner rack. And I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a cop behind me. Everything looks the same. They just changed our cop car colors from blue to silver. So they're a little less easier to spot, and they have a lot of undercover ones. But hey, I'm doing this hands-free, nobody endangering anyone, and Lord knows some bitch putting on her makeup is driving with her toes and talking to someone on FaceTime at the same time. Anywho, spinner rack is such a wonderful treat, and for you youngins that may have never had the privilege of being around such a wonderful thing, you would have this nasty squeaking wire rack that you would let the entire department know that you were going through it. I mean, talk about shrink reduction and people you know, having an alarm system going on for not stealing things, everybody knew when you were turning that spinner rack. It was worse than the internet starting up. But it was fun. You know, you got dragged along to the grocery store with your mom or your family or, you know, your grandma or whatever. And they would let you go off on your own, which is odd because the spinner rack was almost always right by the door. So, you know, back then we didn't have a code Adam. And it just, it was fun. Anyway, the problem with that was you got to preview every issue. You got to even sometimes read them in the store. I think I met a few other kids that would just sit down next to the magazines and read these things. And it was just good times. Nowadays, you can't buy a comic unless you go to a comic store. And they're not attracted. They're trying to attract a younger crowd with these different stories. But they're still primarily selling to the old farts, and not just the old farts. We're talking like the bad collectors, the Star Wars collectors, the original comic book collectors. So we're talking about grown men in their 50s to even late 60s now. And they don't want kids touching the comics. They will bowl you over to get in front of you. So that they get the mintest, cleanest version of something. And then they, you know, no regard for personal space or people around them or anything like that. So it's, yeah, that's a big turnoff. That's why I don't have a whole lot of comics anymore. It's also why I'm going on a Thursday as I'm recording this as opposed to Wednesday. I used to go Wednesday morning right when they opened so that I could get a few of the comics that would sell out. Now there's generally enough for everyone, but it's just those collectors, man. Like, collectors are the biggest turnoff to the collecting community. They have trouble with other people. They're introverts, and this is their one time they get out of the house, and they just don't care. No regard for personal space or anything whatsoever. So that was one reason. The other reason is these older collectors, they don't care. You know, and they'll look at you if you thumb through the comics. If you don't know what you want or don't have something in your pull box, they'll look at you like, why are you touching all those? Well, because I want to see if the artwork's any good. I don't just go up and go, oh man, did so-and-so write this? Because I'm going to buy everything they have and have a total disregard for, you know, the art. It just, I buy it for the artwork. So, well, I got to tell you, I am pretty surprised. I really thought that there would be a lot more trouble in doing this. I got one soccer mom with a baby Yoda thing riding my ass that I just let pass. But other than that, it's not too bad. I mean, granted, this is early morning in Vegas, which is like 10:30. But got a little snow in the mountains. It's funny, the weather app was saying we were either going to have ninja stars or snow. I couldn't tell what the little the icon was. It looked like clouds were going to throw ninja stars at us today. But yeah. So as you can see, my comic shop is a ways away from me. I live in a part of Vegas way north of anything interesting. So I have to sort of drive into town to get anything, and we're going to a place affectionately called Centennial Hills, which unfortunately is nothing like Silent Hill, but it's where yuppies live, so the quality of shopping is a little better up here. I like to go here because I don't feel like I'm going to get shot or robbed, and this is usually where they have like the nicer restaurants. Every community's got that. You know, in Washington, I lived in University Place, which was sort of a nice yuppie area. But then when that got a little, you know, gang-riddled and had some problems with crime and things, everyone started going to Fircrest, which was, I mean, it was like 90210 back then. It was like yuppie central. So, this should be interesting. Now, getting off the freeway to get to the comic shop merges you on to an off-ramp slash on-ramp. While you're getting off the freeway, the people next to you are speeding up to get on the freeway. And for some damn reason, people thought this was a good idea. So you generally have to you know, put your nose to the wheel, lean up, look at all directions, and freaking ridiculous. But that too was not as stressful as it normally is. So I got high hopes that today is going to be a good day. Generally speaking, I give myself 10 irritations before I need to go home, and I usually hit 5 of those leaving my community, or my housing community. One quick thought as I'm pulling into this shopping center, there is a Walmart and a Target and all sorts of things in here, and I've noticed that they pull all the Christmas stuff anymore. It used to be you would go the day after Christmas for the sales, and it's like they knew that was going to happen, and they don't want people to buy things on sale anymore, so they pull everything. Like, I know damn good and well there wasn't a sellout on Legos and Hot Wheels, but for some reason, all of those are empty. And it makes no sense. So I'm sure they're going to do a reset, which is a term that we never knew what the fuck that meant until all of these collectors started going in trying to figure out when they were going to get their new figures and use all the apps. But come on, people, merge, hurry up. This bugs me when people don't know which lane they're supposed to go to, and then it holds up traffic. And that's fine. Cut me off. That's good. See, there's one. One person turned into my lane so that they could cut in front of me without using a turn signal. Like, that's okay. You're more important than I am. So, by all means, please, go. Anyway, I think retailers have caught on that people are buying things on clearance instead of buying full-priced Christmas trees and stuff, and then they've even stopped returns on these things, which I can understand. There were a lot of people, I remember a lot of my female cousins and friends' sisters that would go buy nice dresses and clothes for homecoming and prom and things, and then just go and return them the next day. So, I guess those people ruined it for the rest of us. But I liked going to get discount candy. I mean, one of my favorite candies used to be plentiful. They were mini Gobstoppers. They only came out during Christmas. They were the red, white, and green Gobstopper balls, but they were smaller than the regular Gobstoppers. And I don't know why. For some reason, that just made them taste better. Maybe it was a different candy coating to sugar ball ratio. But yeah, I miss those things. Those and iced raisin cookies. Whatever happened to those? Like, makes me mad when they stop making things. I'm sure once our grandmothers start to pass, there was no more reason for anyone to buy these things. But, like, circus peanuts, those are still around, and grandma was the only one eating those, so why can't I have my iced raisin cookies? Oh, well. Yeah, only one irritation in a 13-minute drive to my comic shop, and I am here. Now, I'm about to turn left into a thing, but a big-ass truck has blocked the entire lane. God, if you can't drive something that size, you need to not be on the road. So irritating. All right. I have parked, and it looks like the comic shop is open, so I will see you in a few. All right, so that was a good 3 seconds for you and a good hour for me. You know, since I only had one comic on the list today, it was Marvel's Dark Ages, Dark Reign, Dark Spawn, I don't know. Not even reading this shit, I just buy it for the artwork. But anyway, I only had one comic. Well, lo and behold, they were having a back issue sale. So all of the back issues were 75% off. And if they weren't marked, they were cover price. And I was going through finding, like, Leafield era New Mutants and things like that for $1 a piece. I mean, man, you couldn't beat those comics back in the day. He actually was one of my favorite artists of the new breed of Marvel. And one reason or another, when he left for Image, he started having like an artistic stroke and just couldn't draw anymore. So this was back in his Marvel days. Maybe he had guidance and actually could draw. Got some of those. Got some Fantastic Four back issues where Sue Storm was wearing the bikini. I don't know if you remember that. She had kind of this Vampirella weird bikini where the four in her uniform was her cleavage. Like, man, the 90s were an awesome time to be alive. And we'll probably never get back to an era like that again. I mean, and you can't say that it was sexist because all the dudes were shirtless as well. And, you know, everyone wore spandex. It was just the 90s had one word to describe it. And that's spandex. If you could pick two, it would have been neon. Everybody thinks that's the 80s. It really wasn't. 80s was colorful, I'll give you that, but it wasn't until, I would say, the 90s, which technically is 88 to about 95, was what people most think of when they say 80s, and they actually mean the 90s, where it's neon colors, bright, you know, vests and hairdos and hairspray and all sorts of stuff, so. Anyway, as you can tell, I'm distracted. I'm driving again. I got out to Walmart, and they don't have shit. And now I'm at a, believe it or not, a dude turning left or attempting to. So we've got four or five backup cars because this dude is too scared to enter traffic to turn left. And now there's some lady with reindeer antlers and a nose on her car. Bitch, it's the 30th. Take that shit down. Oh, now you go. Good for you. Holy shit. Now it's starting to come out because I'm getting a little irritated and I still got three or four more stops to go. Not that I will torture you with it. Okay, here comes somebody with a, as I'm turning right, somebody with a turning signal on. You just can't trust people anymore because back in the day, that meant they were going that direction. Today, if they actually use a turn signal, you forgot, you assume that they just forgot and left it on. Because nobody uses it anymore. Woof. So, well, I tell you, I'm a little out of breath. Got to get some exercise. Some of us that are still working from home or have just decided not to go back to work. Toy hunting and errands running day is actually a pretty good exercise. Walk the long way around the store. Hit up a few stores. We'll get you some fresh air. And then park maybe an aisle or two away and walk in. It'll at least get some sort of oxygen flowing and blood circulating. So Walmart doesn't have anything for clearance or after holiday sales. And I was surprised they actually had full shelves because they were the worst ones heading into Christmas. And now their shelves are still full. But I'm headed to Target. And they're starting to clearance things out. As I assumed, the Masters of the Universe Netflix show figures, I guess they're calling them Masterverse, are already starting to go on clearance and on sale. So they're 25 to 50% off right now. And I think I'm going to hold out on some of them a little bit longer. But they could make good bases for customs, even though that He-Man... Like, the face on that He-Man figure looks like Zap from American Gladiators. It's absolutely ridiculous. So the ride's not too bad. As we get closer towards noon, people are starting to be a little more irritating and rushed. I don't know. Do people go back to work today? I don't even know what day it is. Thursday. So I assume... Their kids are still out. Maybe they took an extended vacation. I don't know, but it used to be, because I've always sort of worked from home or been a musician or done something where I didn't keep normal 9-to-5s, and it used to be I would always go out when everyone else would work, and it would be empty streets and empty stores, and that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. And I know with Vegas, a lot of people work in casinos or they work graveyard, but... Those are about the only things that weren't graveyard anymore. It used to be every store was 24 hours. Walgreens, Walmart, even Targets were open till midnight. But now, Like, some of them are still using COVID as an excuse to keep those hours or keep limited hours. That's a whole topic. I do want to do a year in review COVID episode on all the things that are just unbelievable. I won't try and sway your opinion one way or another. If anything, I've always said I would rather have people open-minded so they can make up their own opinion instead of following everyone else. But here's something to talk about. I'm pulling up behind somebody now with a Punisher logo on the back of their vehicle. Have you heard about this one? They say now Marvel is getting rid of the Punisher logo and they're changing it because too many conservatives and right-wingers adopted it and basically stole it. So if you own a gun, you basically put a Punisher logo on your car. If you are a cop or in the military, you put a Punisher logo on your vehicle. And, you know, I love the Punisher from day one. I was never a gun guy. But as one of my friends described it once, the Punisher logo became the Hot Topic t-shirt of choice for conservatives. I stopped wearing it because then everyone just assumed that you were a gun-toting, ball-sack, dangling, tailgate-driving truck motherfucker. And that's, yeah, no. I actually sold my lifted truck because of all the bad connotations that went with it. And it's the same thing with the Punisher logo. I still love the Punisher, but I refuse to wear it because everyone just assumes that you're this particular type of person. Well, that doesn't mean that I agree with Marvel not taking ownership and just allowing Punisher to have that. Now they're making Punisher carry swords, and he's part of the Hand Ninja Clan, which he's always fought against, and his chest armor, because he still wears it even though he's not carrying guns, his bulletproof vest has a Bushido demon sort of skull on it now. So thank God you got rid of the skull that, you know, people would make him think that he was part of some gun-toting right-winger group and gave him a racially insensitive, stereotypical logo from Asia. Man, just can't win, can you, Marvel? So getting to Target is actually sort of a pain in the ass because we have a spaghetti bowl, one of many here in Vegas, to get underneath, and people don't know how to drive, they don't know how to stop, so I take a few of the back roads and stop signs to get there, and everyone else has sort of followed this trick, but it just gets ridiculous, and yeah, people don't know how to drive. I do drive aggressively and defensively, but some people have no regard for their fellow drivers, and they don't care. They'll drive through a parking lot to get where they're going, or they will, you know what, I'm not going to chance it. I'm just going to park and walk in, because these people are being kind of ridiculous. This is also something I've been doing a lot lately, is pulling through a spot so that I could be facing out, so I don't have to back into anything, because, you know, I got a small vehicle, and it's on purpose, so I can get in and out of it places faster. And people somehow still seem to find their way behind me. They just don't care. Nobody pays attention. Spatial awareness, people. Peasel. What the fuck's a peasel? Welcome to Howling with the Wolf Drive at 5. Skies are snowy, yet sunny. Partial showers. Accidents on 395 South and I-50. I'm kidding. Remember getting those traffic reports? Do you still listen to the radio? Does anyone listen to the radio, or do we just listen to Pandora and podcasts and they try and sell us car insurance now? Does anyone even monetize their podcasts anymore? I don't even know how that works. Anywho, I went to Target, and it seems NECA, however you say it, is doing a restock on their Toonie Terrors. So if you collect those, they're restocking those in stores all the way up to Series 1. The one I had been missing was Leatherface, and I just found him. So that's good for me. This lady next to me apparently didn't see the four-way stop and thinks it was her right of way. But as you can tell, I am driving once again, and now this is going to be the tumultuous part of the terror of driving in Las Vegas as I hit two different freeways, trying to remember which construction allows you to hit those freeways and drop off my rent check midtown in Koreatown. So this could be really interesting or really aggravating. So again, without getting into the rhetoric of why we're doing it, masks are still irritating and people are still irritating. And regardless of the reasoning behind either one still existing, it's beyond me. But it's getting more and more ridiculous that I go into stores and you see people that want to fight with you because they're not wearing a mask. And if you know me, I'm not a big fan of those fuckers anyway. But why are we getting these people? And I'm not going to say who they are or what their stereotype is, because that's, you know, that's not fair to anyone. It will just start another argument that was completely unnecessary. But people are genuinely pissed off that they still have to follow some sort of rules, and they want to fight about it. And then they want to know why you're not doing the same thing they're doing, breaking the rules. And I wish people would have had this attitude when the whole thing started, because we could have just rebelled, said no, and went about our happy-ass business. But now we just have a bunch of disgruntled people out there. Speaking of that word, how do you gruntle somebody? I'll give somebody $20 if they can gruntle me. I am assuming if disgruntle means to irritate me, then gruntle is to satiate me? I don't know. I'm going to look that one up. I got my mom a book of useless knowledge and facts for Christmas. Something she likes to have. Kind of one of those bathroom readers. Just quick little things. And maybe it's in there. Okay, so I've already had to pull off the freeway now because where the exit used to be is no longer there. And I have to turn around and go back so I could find one that goes southways. Just ridiculous. I hate construction. You know, does your town do this? It seems like, you know, I've been in Nevada almost 20 years collectively in the three times that I've moved in and out of it. And it seems there's always been construction no matter where you go, like rerouting paths to other roads that don't exist yet. Somehow you end up on a dirt road or a area that's not quite built yet, maybe a new residential area. And then kind of like 7-Elevens and Starbucks in the 90s and 2000s, sometimes you'll just take one of these roads and then all of a sudden there's a housing complex and, you know, a new apartment complex. And like these things just get built overnight. All right, now we're going back on the freeway the exact same way that we just came from because they no longer have a 95 South exit. Woof. Now, as soon as I get on this freeway, there is a 95 South exit. And, of course, everybody wants to get in front of me. It's 45, we're all doing 65, and apparently, that's not fast enough. Okay, people. Yeah, this is just, if you don't pay attention to the cones, though, you could end up Dukes of Hazzarding off of one of these ramps that they're building. So I'm sure your town has a spaghetti bowl where it just, if you looked at an aerial view, it would look like a bunch of noodles as to how many turnoffs and junctions and everything there are. But, and now that I'm realizing, I've never been on this freeway. This must be one of these new on-ramps that just got built overnight. And apparently it goes south, so see what happens. But my God, there's so much being built. For the economy apparently being shit, they're building so much. What are they? That looks like another car dealership that they're building over there. Oh, you know what I'm on? I'm on that on-ramp, off-ramp, where it's sort of Hot Wheels shoot you into traffic, where everyone's trying to get off the freeway, and here you are getting on the freeway. What a mess. So I'm back by where my comic shop is. Good Lord. If you live in a rural area, this might be hysterical, city traffic. I've lived in Seattle, so I generally don't think of this as city traffic, but it's funny how people just don't know how to drive, and one raindrop happens and all of a sudden they slide all over the place, the oils come up out of the ground, and they forget how to drive. Well, also hilarious coming from Seattle. I mean, we knew how to drive and hydroplane at the same time. You ever driven so fast on standing water that your car actually lifts up and you're flying? I did that. I had a 78 Pontiac Catalina and I flewed just like the little pterodactyl in Land Before Time. You just have to let off the gas and you lower back down, but for a brief moment there, I flewed. All right, now we're getting somewhere. I am on a 5-lane highway or freeway. Never knew the difference on that anyway. And people are crisscrossing like they just got smacked out of a beehive. Do you drive with 10 and 2? I do. When these things, I should say more 3 and 9. But I have my hands, both hands on the steering wheel, because you never know which direction you're going to need to swerve to get out of traffic. Oh, I swear, Bigfoot just passed me. Oh, here comes somebody. Oh, almost hit me from behind because some dumbass got in front of me to slam on their brakes because they weren't quite going fast enough, so they had to slow traffic down, and a fucking Honda Civic behind me damn near clips the back of my vehicle. Yeah, I'm in the middle lane, people. Like, when I get on the freeway, I like to go a chill speed, but still the speed. And these people just, they merge. We're not going fast enough. I don't want people getting in and out in front of me, so I'm going to piss off everyone and get in the middle lane. Oh, and then look at this. This is typical. So now I get in the other lane to pass this jack off who slowed down in front of me, who was a chick on her phone not paying attention. No fucking way. Of course it was. As I pass her, she realizes she was going slower, and now she's going to speed up so that I can't get in front of her. No regard for your fellow man. Can we say that anymore? No, we can't. For your fellow person? Do we still identify as that? Good Lord. Why is it somebody could be distracted, not pay attention to anything? I mean, I'm podcasting, driving on a major city freeway, and I have both hands on the wheel and still driving safely, and these people can't multitask. But then again, I've been drunk getting a roadhead from some groupie going over speed bumps on the way back from a gig in downtown Vegas, too, and still made it home. So, there's that. So, I had to get in the left lane to pass this gaggle of people in, you know, a dog pack, which I don't understand why people want to do that in the first place. Why do you want to travel so close to the person next to you? I like to have an out, like I mentioned before, and have space around me. And it seems like people want to be right next to someone, and then they have to be bumper to bumper with you, like a magnet, so that they know where they're going. Jeez, and we're slamming on the brakes again because of merging traffic. Zipper people, one and one, one and one. You merge, I let one in, one person gets in behind me. Not three people cram in front of me, and then someone tries to speed in. It's, good Lord. And even still, once I get past that mess and that exit, I still go a comfortable speed so that people can weave in and out, because God knows they're going to do it anyway. Just ridiculous. It is nice, though, if I were to be enjoying the ride instead of dealing with the irritations of the ride. It's a nice day. Vegas is pretty to drive through, especially at night, because you get to see all the lights. And if you come from where I just was in the Centennial Hills northwestern area, it's on a hill coming down into town, and you get to see the whole town. So even in the daylight, it's kind of pretty. All right, we're to an area now. We're going to get off of the freeway and onto Rainbow. One of the nice things about Vegas is it really was an oasis in the middle of a desert, and it is on a grid. So for the most part, and when I say Vegas, I'm not talking about Hendertucky, Henderson, all those outskirt lying towns. I'm talking about actual Las Vegas is built on a grid. So the streets only go north or south or east or west. There's no diagonal crossroads, suburbia kind of bullshit going on. And that's great, because if you're lost, you know, say Rainbow, Durango, Decatur, and all those go north to south, you could find your way either direction. Or if you're seeing things like Anne Flamingo Tropical, things named after casinos, then you know those are going east to west. So, all right, I'm going to let everybody go and stop at this stoplight. In my town, when you see yellow, it means floor it. And when you see red, it means there's a good two or three more cars that could still go through there. And if you don't, luckily I didn't have anyone behind me when I did this, but if you see red and you actually stop, you're going to get rear-ended. You know, and these are the same people that are complaining that you should be wearing a mask and care for your fellow person. Yet if you stop at that red light, they're going to fucking rear-end you. Like, God, people. When we had our Route 91 problem here, it was one of the few times I'd mentioned, like right after September 11th, that the community actually banded together. And we did have a Vegas Strong hashtag mentality. The lines were out the door and down the street to donate blood. People were given food and comfort and waters to those in need. And none of that happened here when COVID hit. In fact, it was a literal panic when the casino shut down, because they didn't even have locks on the doors. They're like 7-Elevens. You know, they had to bar some of these places up because they never, ever expected a 24-hour town to close down. So It's been interesting. But back to the subject of people caring for each other, they don't. They absolutely don't, and they don't care. It's a very selfish, me sort of attitude. Okay, now I'm in the, I guess you could say the western part of Las Vegas. And not the nicest. It's definitely not ghetto. But we're going to get into the areas that get less and less nice the closer you get to any casino activity. There are a few couple cool stores. We Play Games is nice. It's a vintage used video game store that also does war gaming. It's where I used to get a lot of my paints for customs that I do. And then there's also a Rogue Toys, which I can talk about again. I refused because the husband of the now sole owner of the place was an absolute dickhead. the guy that ended up on Pawn Stars a few times. He's a royal asshole. And he was treating me like crap for $10 an hour, wanted me to work every day when I told him I only wanted part-time. And, if you've read or listened to any of my employer rants, you know, there's a lot about him. Well, he's no longer in the picture anymore, and Rogue Toys is back to being a nice and profitable place to trade and enjoy your nerddom. So one of those stores is on Rainbow. That's where I've done a few of those outdoor sales. So if you ever are in Vegas and want to stop by a toy swap, let me know. I'll most likely be there. So, still sort of surprised that this is mildly tolerable, other than the few people trying to run into me. Now, see, I just did that. There was a line of cars. I always drive in the middle lane, and if I happen to be on the right side, I try and get back in the middle lane because, you know, they want to turn off and slow down and exit the road and things and go to where they're going. It's too slow for me, so I'll get back in the middle lane. And I went through the yellow-red light. It's just, I get it. It's one of those things that if you could do these things safely, it makes sense. Now, another thing on Rainbow that I just passed is Zia Records. Lots of physical media there, old DVDs. Not so much on the VHS and tapes. I don't know why tapes of any form are hard to find, but they really are. But they have tons of DVDs, tons of records, tons of CDs. CDs, I'll speak on for a sec here, seem to be the one physical media that didn't do so well. They were easily scratched, easily destroyed, and were probably the first of the disposable media where you had to keep buying the same things over and over again because it stopped working. VHS tapes, I mean, I bought things smashed under a semi-truck covered in boogers at Goodwill and it still works. You know, same thing with like the joke. I saw a meme of a Nintendo. Oh, your Xbox has the red ring of death? Weird, a TV fell on me last week and I still work. Things just used to work. You would buy things and you never had to buy that again. My Nintendo still works. All three of them. I had to get rid of the Wii because they stopped doing online stuff for it. And the things that I had bought for the hard drive weren't transferable to the new format. And I wasn't going to start over. So Wii U was the first Nintendo product that I didn't buy, and I've never bought anything since. I've heard a Switch is fun, but they just, again, like Marvel Comics, they don't make anything that caters to what I like anymore, and it's just not fun. Also, I sort of refuse to get a PlayStation 5. I don't like things that I can't find. If it's not readily available, I'm not going to pay more for it, and I don't see the need. With PlayStation 3 and 4, I didn't buy it until there was at least 4 or 5 games in the library that I wanted to get, because it just didn't seem worth it to me. So I'm probably not ever going to buy a PlayStation 5. I see the way things going. I see the writing on the wall. This whole metaverse is going to be the new wave of technology and things that they're going to cater to. And I just don't, I don't want to be a part of that. We've already technically been living in the metaverse for a while now. We just didn't know it and it didn't have a brand name. But if you think about it, they tried it with PlayStation Home and it didn't work. But now it's a little more readily available because of Oculus and VR. So, and another thing too is they're not making single player games. They're only online. You have to play with other people. And to me, that's not enjoyable. It's a pain in the ass to do that. So, all right, I am coming up on the street already for where I need to drop off my rent. It's on the northern part of Chinatown. There's two of them. There's Koreatown, which sort of blends into Chinatown. And then there's farther away is Japanese Town. But apparently that's not racist. Man, I should have had the recorder on for that debacle. Remember what I said about pulling through the parking lot so that you just can drive straight? I didn't at Target. I pulled in like you're supposed to. And it took forever to try and back out. This lady next to me tried to put her cart behind my vehicle, and I told her to move it. She gave me a dirty look, even though the return receptacle was only two spaces down. So, you know, God knows her blonde fat ass couldn't make it that far. But she moved it. I was just going to run it over. I don't care if my car get dinged. And then two people were trying to pass behind me. One was trying to park next to me. Two people were trying to back in. Oh, now this jackass in front of me can't move. He's trying to merge into the right lane. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's getting... Once noon starts, I guess it's lunchtime. But this is the area where people are generally just ridiculous drivers. Anyway, yeah, that whole thing was just a mess trying to just get out of the parking lot. So, I may do this as a segment. I've had several reasons behind why I want to podcast. For one, other than at a bar, I don't have people that can hear my thoughts and opinions, and nobody seems to care. I don't have kids or a wife to bestow this knowledge upon. I also, at one point, wanted to just be sort of a shock jock, you know, the Howard Stern type, but, you know, that just, these days, it's near impossible to do. I mean, you fart on the radio and everybody comes out and tries to cancel you, which I've done, and they've tried to do, but I'm still here. So, Howling with the Wolf 2022 will make a return. I'm going to try and do it weekly. I'm going to write down some notes and have more of a concise show of things that may be irritating me during the week, and then maybe do one Riding with the Wolf segment. Who knows? I doubt anyone's even listening to this, and that's fine. It's more or less for me just to get some frustrations and thoughts out. And, you know, there's lots to howl about. There's lots to complain about. Good Lord. I'm now trying to make it to a hobby store. And people don't let you merge. They're all in a hurry now. Like, man, what is the rush? And even when I'm in a rush, it seems people slow down. Have you ever noticed that? Whenever you got someplace to be, everybody else is in your way. But when I'm just having a nice time driving around doing my thing, everybody's in a rush. And I'm not holding them back. I get out of the way. There's fucking people, man. Memorabilia expert. Okay, so I pass in a store. It says shop, auction, and cosign. Must be like an autograph thing, or, I don't know, you sports freaks like that kind of stuff where you want stuff autographed and then put in plastic so you can never see it, touch it, look at it, or breathe on it again, but, you know, to each their own. Yeah, I think on the way back to the freeway, I'm going to check out a few hobby stores. We Play, that used video game store, we'll see if they got anything in there, maybe go to Zia. I've been picking up a lot of media lately, physical media, as I was trying to explain in you know, some other things that I've done. Our artists used to keep a morgue of just collections of things and reference material, and you didn't have to do that because of Google, but now Google sucks and you can't actually Google anything anymore. They just try and sell you shit. So, yeah. Now I'm trying to collect all that shit back. Man, I don't even know where this stuff is. I may have passed it already. Maybe not. Who knows? Oh, well, here's Zia, so I've already passed one of them. All right, well, let's go into Zia Records and see what they got. Well, that was good, I must say. So, I went to Zia, and I found Hercules Season 1, which is the good one that actually has the original movies on it. And then I found Deadwood Season 1. Because that doesn't seem to be on any streaming platform, and I want to watch it without subscribing to it. And then found 6 Feet Under Season 2. I found the first season at Goodwill and liked it, so figured I'd wait until I ran across it again. And I got a quarter VHS rental box version of Lake Placid. But what was good is I went to Wendy's and they had this bacon cheddar thing on a toasted jam bun. And then I got Swirl Frosty. And I haven't had a soda. I did bad. Of all the dumb things I've done and eaten and drank over the years, I've given up soda for about 2 years. But for some reason, a vanilla Dr. Pepper sounded good. And hot damn, that was good. I saw a meme the other day of Wendy's used to look where they had that sort of atrium or a greenhouse with the old seats and like the newspaper print tables and shit like that. And I thought, man, that looks good. I'm going to go to Wendy's for old time's sake. And boy, am I glad I did. Now, what's funny is the spectacle that happened while I was outside. So I'm parking, minding my own business, watching the drive through in the street and all that kind of stuff. And this lady comes up in a Beamer, goes to the drive-thru and orders, sits at the window, gets out of her car, starts looking at the cars underneath, all behind her, just making a huge spectacle, looks at me, running around frantically, and it's like, okay, what's going on? And then she almost runs into the pole, drives the wrong way, and then leaves without getting her food. So I'm assuming she dropped her debit card or something like that. And then she leaves, speeds out of there like a bat out of hell. And the employees come out and they're all looking for it. So I asked, I said, what are they looking for? They said, oh, she says she dropped a $20 bill. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was bullshit. And they're like, what? And I said, yeah, bullshit. Look at the signs. She's in a Beamer. Don't tell me that was her only $20 bill. And if it flew out of her hand, you're telling me a lady in a Beamer doesn't have a debit card? I mean, Scrooge McDuck might freak out if he drops a dime on the ground, especially if it's his number one dime. But come on, lady, you got a brand new Mercedes Benz, a Beamer and all this shit, and you're going to freak out about a 20? And I said, I've been sitting here the whole time. I watched her speed up on her phone, not paying attention to shit, and then get into the drive-thru. I said, I bet you anything, if she did have a 20, it's probably under her seat. But come on, there's no one in a Beamer that doesn't have a debit card or a credit card or something else. Just stupid. Anyway, so one thing that was a minor irritation at the Zia, and everybody does this, it's not just them, they ask so damn many questions. You go to buy something these days, I don't understand what the deal is and why you can't just buy something. Do you have an account with us? No. Would you like to? No. Okay, but if you give me your phone number? No. Okay, it's like a point system? No. So we finally got through that, and I distracted him enough that he didn't even ring up one of the things that I was trying to buy, which was hilarious. So I got a $8 box set of season one plus the five movies Hercules for free. And he said, would you like a bag? And I said, no. And he said, okay, pick one. And he points to this sticker on the plexiglass behind the sneeze guard, because they're still doing that, I guess. I'm like, pick one what? And it was all these things to donate. And I was like, no, thanks. And he says, well, if you don't get a bag, we donate to either the Animal Foundation or whatever you got or something like that. Oh, okay, well, give my 2.5 cents to the Animal Foundation for the price of the plastic bag that I refused. Sure. Okay, sure. Your total is $14.46. Would you like to round up? Jesus Christ, yes, I would. Fuck's sake, lady. I mean, dude, I just want to get out of here. Yes, please round up to an even $15. Oh, thank you. That would be lovely. And then I left knowing full well I just stole a DVD. Like, fucking A, people. That's what you get for being distracted at your own store for asking too many goddamn many questions. Woof. So anywho, people be weirding out. Finally hit. So I'm trying to make it home now. Back on the freeway. And I've noticed by talking I distract myself and don't mutter under my breath as much. Because when I'm not recording, I'm like saying fuck's sake every 30 seconds or something's happening. So this is actually helping to distract me and keep my mind on things. But traffic is really bad here. I mean, if, you know, you ever drive here, you'll see. Man, that bacon thing was good. I know they were Home of the Baconator, and it's usually like this greasy sweat bowl of meat that they put in a foil wrapper with, you know, melting mayonnaise all over it. But this was, it was nice. It was like a toasted cheese bun with a bacon jam. It's not actual jam. It's like they chopped up bacon into liquid cheese cheddar, and then they smothered it on top of this thing. I mean, it was pretty damn tasty. And their ice cream machine actually worked. It's the first time I had ice cream in like 6 months, too. You know what? I'm feeling the lucky straw today. I think I'm going to go thrifting. We'll see what happens. I'm going to attempt to hit the three thrift stores on the way home. And I'll let you know how it goes. I'm sorry, while I'm sitting here at this overly long light, I'm looking down in the trenches, and there is a bum set up. He got a barbecue. He's got a Spider-Man blanket over the wall. He's got an upturned cart blocking the wind. And he's eating something, and he's actually throwing it in a garbage box. Like, he's got a little camp set up. He's got a little backpack full of stuff. Oh, look, now he's getting some cigarettes. Man, he got it made. I can't believe this. Well, good for him. But I want that blanket. That Spider-Man blanket looks pretty cool. Man, I don't want it now. Go, bitch! Fuck! There it is. Yeah, someone's not paying attention, doesn't know how to fucking drive. Sitting in front of me and just lollygagging, probably doing a podcast about some bum sitting right next to him. Oh, fuck. I amuse myself. I'm probably not even going to post this. And if I do, I'm not even going to tell anyone. Just see if anyone ever actually listens to my stupid rants. But I'm like Alf. I amuse myself. All right. Goodwill number one. Well, damn. You know, I got these feelings for a reason. There's just some days I'll pass a store and I get these, like, psychic intuitions that I need to be going to them, or if I feel like I'm gonna go out toy hunting, I know which stores to avoid. Of course, you don't know if you're missing anything if you don't go there, but so I go to the first Goodwill, and a couple things there. I picked up another set of Star Wars and a couple sets of True Blood seasons 1, 2, and 3. So nothing too exciting, but, you know, definitely worth going in for. Well, this one,
I went to Savers and it's purple tag sale day, and they had all of the James Bonds. So like all 15 James Bond movies were on VHS for 99 cents. Wasn't purple tag, but it was, what is it? Savers members get 25% off, right? So I'm leaving, and this dude's walking around with a couple of drums from a drum set in the back. And I was like, oh, damn. How much are those going for? And he's like, I just pulled them out of the guy's car, like, right now. I don't think they're for sale yet. And I was like, well, I'll buy them if, you know, you're going to sell them. So the manager came out, and he's like, you know what? They just came in. I haven't had a chance to look them up. But they look pretty cheap. So how about just, you know, $10 for the set? There was two drums. It was a, it looks like a 12 and a 13-inch. Rack toms. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. So he puts the freaking sticker on it, and I realized it was 25% off day. So I got two drums for $7.50. Now here's the thing. They were Yamaha Birch, or Yamaha Stage Custom Raw Birch Shell wood drums. So each one's probably worth $50 to $100. The guy just said, I don't know why you want them, it's broken. And he flipped it over, and one of the heads had been sliced through. And I'm like, I didn't want to say nothing, but it costs maybe $7 to $12 to buy a new head, and it was a bottom head. Those are like the cheapest ones to get. So I'm just like, for $7.50, I'll take them. I like fixing stuff up. I get out to the car, and I'm like, I'm going to hot foot this shit out of here, because, again, I feel like I just stole something. Man, thrifting is fun, I tell you what. Plus, you know, I got, like, 15 James Bond movies, all on VHS. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, I got, I believe, one more to go to today. And we'll see what kind of luck I have there. It's funny, because when I was at Zia Records, they have old instruments and things like that. And I saw this drum set, and I kept looking at it. And I was just thinking, man, it would be fun to get like an old beater drum kit just for extras or just for the hell of it. You know, I remember my first drum kit was a Thunder Drum percussion set. And like from Toys R Us, and the thing like fell apart. Remember that back aisle of Toys R Us? Behind the Power Wheels, and when they had the video games you could buy tickets, they had like the oversized toys. I wanted a drum set so bad when I was a kid. My mom thought the Thunder drum set would be the best way to go. And being a big kid and somewhat talented at an early age, I kind of blitzed through that one, broke the cymbal, the thing fell apart like that night. So luckily we were able to return that. And then my first real drum kit was a Percussion Plus, and I rocked that shit for a good 15 years, if not more. And I played gigs with it. I had that thing just tuned so perfect and custom modded, like it was great. So this is kind of funny. These are shells. That's nothing wrong with them. They got all the tuning keys or all the tuning pegs. The rims aren't dented. Everything's fine. They just had that one bottom head that's sliced a little bit. I bet you anything, I could probably paint it and rig it up so that it looks like it goes to my drum kit. And Yamaha shells are great. Even if it's the regular basic version of their line of drums, doesn't matter. Yamahas were always expensive when I was a kid, so... Yeah, good finds so far. Let's see what Desiree Industries has. That'll be the last stop, and then go from there. Maybe I'll get the rest of the drum set. Yeah, so I made out like a bandit today. Certain thrift stores have caught on to DVD box sets. You used to be able to get them for the same price as...
just a regular DVD. And some things are so out of control with the pricing on those. Like, VHS always used to be a quarter, DVDs used to be a dollar, and box sets used to be, say, like $3 to $7.99 or something. And then they changed it so that all the box sets were almost as much as what Amazon would charge for them. And then DVDs went up to $2 and $3, and records are like $1, and VHS now are like $1.50. But you used to still be able to get the DVD box sets at regular DVD price, and they kind of put a stop to it. So Goodwill's been pulling those and putting them in their glass cases up front and trying to charge way too much money for them. Well, Deseret Industries here in town, they don't do that. It doesn't matter if there's one disc or a 20-disc box set from Discovery Channel. They don't care. It's $2 regardless. So I got all 7 seasons. Yes, your truck sounds amazing. God, your dick must be huge. I got all 7 seasons of Golden Girls for $2 a season. I got 4 seasons of Sopranos for $2 a season. And what else was there? 2 and a Half Men box set, brand new, never opened. That was $2. I got a Spooky Sounds of Halloween record from Disney that I used to have from the early 80s. That was only $1. And a couple other box set things. But yeah, that's kind of cool when you can still find the box sets for only $2 a box set. And DVDs for $1 aren't bad. So, good finds all around today. I have had enough of people, even though it wasn't as irritating as I thought it was going to be. And I am going to head home, unload, take a picture of my haul for the day. And, yeah. So, I'm thinking out loud with this. I wanted to do, you know, segments of Howling with the Wolf where we still complain about things, but maybe Riding with the Wolf, see how these go, maybe get some wolf philosophy or some life lessons or God knows what. Or maybe, by the looks of today, maybe we'll just do Thrifting with the Wolf. All right? So, have fun, be good, stay safe and sane, and do whatever you gotta do in this crazy, crazy world, all right?